Join me next month, April 15th at 8 p.m. for another edition of Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show right here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. A special Derek Shapiro Show, yes, spring break style, with another Phony Calls and spring break with Grandmaster D on the streets and rock band from Rhode Island, The Igniters. And in addition to that, we're going to have 90 Sensation PM Dawn and comedian actor Robert Klein on the next show, episode number 24, right here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. www.rollthezone.com and www.derekshapiroshow.com charities benefiting the Multiple Sclerosis Society, as well as Project Bread, Walk for Hunger, as well as AIDS Project Rhode Island, and in addition to that, Ronald McDonald House and more. Contact Reality Resource Music Management at realityresourcemusicmanagement@yahoo.com or 401-432-7337. Okay, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, of course, here with Essence and Essential Radio. And, of course, we're going to be doing the, the St. Joseph's, St. Patrick's, Grandmaster D on the Streets. And here is people's reaction about that.
All right, we're here at East Bay Tavern in East Providence, Rhode Island. And I'm asking Rick Ashman, the singer, of course, I've interviewed on the Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Why do you like St. Patrick's Day?
The Irish know how to party.
Yes! You like the party?
They like to drink, too.
Do you like green beer?
Any color, doesn't matter.
Do you like corned beef and cabbage?
Not really, but goes with the holiday.
Do you get drunk during St. Patrick's Day, Rick?
Once or twice, no, I cut back.
Awesome, thank you. Rick Ashman, Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show! All right, we're here at McCormick & Schmick's in downtown on the Biltmore. Asking people about St. Patrick's Day. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Eric Milucky.
Where are you from?
I'm from Narragansett.
Narragansett. What are you doing over here at McCormick & Schmick's?
I'm going to J-Wu for the night to try and bang a hot girl.
All right. And tell me about your input on St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day is a great day for me. I'm allowed to get drunk at 9 in the morning and nobody can make fun of me.
Wow. Can I make fun of you?
No, unless I shave my legs like I did when I was 18 on St. Patrick's Day.
Why'd you do that?
I did it because I was absolutely smashed, thinking a girl would give me a slight breeze up my skirt.
What's your favorite thing about St. Patrick's Day? Is it the green beer or is it corned beef and cabbage?
I think corned beef, cabbage, dipped in green beer, and then getting right after.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I'll lose this out with the Derek Shapiro Show. Where are you from, by the way?
Dragon.
And what's your favorite thing about St. Patrick's Day?
Beer.
Green beer.
Green beer.
And what about corned beef and cabbage?
Excuse me?
Corned beef and cabbage, too?
I love corned beef and cabbage.
Why?
Because it's awesome.
All right. Thank you very much. To Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Okay, we're here in Alexander Taxi. Just bumped into Jack, my good old friend from Alexander Entertainment, Alexander Taxi, Jack Bandoni, right? And tell me about St. Joseph's Day. What does it mean to you, Jack?
Well, it's an Italian holiday, so to speak. Festival time.
And what do you do during St. Joseph's Day?
What I usually do.
What do you eat?
I don't eat anything special, but I know the old canteen right next door here serves a special dessert.
We're outside a Mediterranean really? Restaurant.
What's your favorite kind of Italian dessert?
One of my favorite desserts is mayonnaise cake, but I don't know that that's Italian.
Really? Well, awesome. Well, thank you for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. All right, we're here at Angelo's Restaurant here on Federal Hill with the owner. What's your name, ma'am?
Bob Antignano.
Okay, and tell me about St. Joe's Day. What does it mean to you?
Well, it's a festival that we have, we're known more for the Zaplas and, people look at it that way, and it's a good feast, a good day, and good food all the time. Everything Italian is a good food no matter what.
And what's your favorite dish? On St. Joseph's Day.
On St. Joseph's Day. There's a number of them. We still go more with veal than anything else.
Sure. Well, thank you very much. Mine is the chicken parmesan, and I'm not Italian, but I do love chicken parmesan. Thank you very much.
So we're here at Federal Hill Tattoo Studio here on Apples Avenue. And excuse me, what's your name, by the way?
Steve.
And where are you from?
East Providence.
And tell me about your impression about St. Joseph's Day. But of course, you work on the Hill. Do you like St. Joseph's Day?
Yeah.
And do you celebrate it yourself?
No.
No, okay. And if you were to celebrate, what was your favorite Italian dish to have?
Sausage and pepper sandwich.
All right. Well, thank you for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
All right. And actually, we're going to go from St. Joseph's to Italian artist, actually. He's an MC, actually. Jay Smooth, of course, featuring Familiar with How It Goes off the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack. And Jay Smooth, if you're listening, you owe me a still chicken parmesan.
How many does your click hold? Click low, get bold, watch your kids fold. So, you ain't got a hit soul. In your album, straight brick like it's cold. Get dough, rip shows, and we hit six flows, you chose, cause the wrist froze. Lips closed, then you pointin' like tiptoes. To the haters, forget those, you know how it goes.
MCs for lunchtime. You gon' need more than just punchlines. Munch mine, cause dog, I left the punch crime. Puff lime, enough rhymes, front you a sack. Only way I cuff dimes. You won't play like you brave, then dude, I got you. Yes. Spray like raid on a cucaracha. High is over, smoking the finest doja. My destiny is definitely driving rovers. Till my time is over, fly composure, I'm a soldier. And you a little piece, look like a tiny vulva. Make moves with Jay Smooth, pay dues. Hate rules, I'm straight rude, I like my dates new. And I ain't spending no cash, it's a G thing. I done been in more ass than a G-string. You don't sell weight, you gel pay. You the type of hell break with a cellmate for a hell day.
How many does your clip hold? Click low, get bold, watch your kid fold. So, you ain't got a hit soul. In your album, straight brick like it's cold. Get dough, rip shows, and we hit sick flows, you chose, cause the wrist froze. Lips closed, then you pointin' like tiptoes. To the haters, forget those, you know how it goes.
Why you talking like you doing something? You fake dudes been frontin', I make moves, it's nothing. You don't know how long Jay Smooth's been pumping. I've been grinding money, been rhyming hungry. You guys are funny, y'all are far from lyricists. Y'all are more like Steve Harvey, hilarious. It's quite comical how you write horrible. Y'all make me laugh, dog, take a nap and go to sleep. Man, your flows are weak. You can never compete with Jay Smooth or Familia. If you try, then dude's gonna tell ya. You're making a mistake on mixtapes, I spit great. And on albums, I rash with actual facts. To bring it back to the mass, why spit crack in these raps? Your tracks are just trash and it's my passion, perhaps. Every DJ should put this record on blast.
How many does your hold? Click low, get bold, watch your kids fold. So, you ain't got a hit soul. In your album, straight brick like it's cold. Get dough, rip shows, and we hit sick flows, you chose, cause the wrist froze. Lips closed, and you pointin' like tiptoes. To the haters, forget those, you know how it goes.
I've come to rain like a hurricane, cause I bust these flames like nuts on dames. What I draw with pencils is monumental, and I'm sick with these pens when I'm scripting these gems. My flows from the brain got them going insane. It's Jay Smooth, but you already knowin' the name. So stay tuned to the rest of the game, cause up next in my main to record the game.
Just don't know like a home shrug. I call thugs with long slugs. My charma leave your baby mom's stone dug. And all that flashy bullshit to get your mom's mug. To keep your fucking hands high like they on drugs. I diss them, foes I fold and twist them. You the type to pop and hope you miss them. Blow your soul out the solar system. And rob drug dealers for they base like a stolen system. How many does your clip hold? Click low, get bold, watch your kid fold. So, you ain't got a hit soul. In your album, straight brick like it's cold. Get dough, rip shows, and we hit sick flows, you chose, cause the wrist froze. Lips closed, and you pointin' like tiptoes. To the haters, forget those, you know how it goes.
Daydream Theater Company would like to invite you to our spring production of The Scarecrow, going on at Bell Street Chapel, 5 Bell Street in Providence, Rhode Island, on the 10th, 11th, 12th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, 24th, 25th, and 26th of 2008 in April, and all at 8 o'clock at night. And we also would like to invite you to New York on 38th Street to the Niku Spoon Theater for May 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st, all at 8 p.m. It's an autobiographical show about male anorexia. Should be fun. We'll see you there, guys. And here's Derek. Go ahead, Derek.
Sponsored by RollerZone. www.rollerzone.com. And lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. www.derekshapiroshow.com.
I just lost something.
Reality Resource Music Management and Ambitious Records presents R&B singer Rolla at Borders Books at 110 Federal Road in Danbury, Connecticut. Again, 110 Federal Road in Danbury, Connecticut at Borders Books. Friday, March 28th, 2008 at 8 p.m. Again, Friday, March 28th, 2008 at 8 p.m. Hosted by me, Derek Shapiro. Sponsored by RollerZone.com. And lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. www.derekshapiroshow.com. Okay, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. My next four segments you're going to hear from nightclubs. And we're going to start with this one now here on Essential Radio, of course, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show with, of course, the living room and these crazy rock bands, of course.
Hello, this is Derek Shapiro from Derek Shapiro for www.derekshapiroshow.com. I'm also in the living room in this segment of rock bands, and tell me about what your band's name.
The Jesse Minute.
The Jesse Band?
Jesse Minute.
Are you the Jesse?
No.
Who's Jesse?
We haven't found him yet.
Really? Why did you call yourself Jesse?
It's a really, really long story that makes no sense.
Yes, makes no sense.
Stuck.
Are you the lead singer?
No, I'm not.
Okay, what do you do in the band?
I play guitar.
You play guitar. So pretty much you just look pretty and play instrument, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I comb my hair a lot.
Okay, on stage or before?
Both,
okay. And where are you guys from?
We're from the Providence area, all of us.
Providence. Oh, you all live in Providence? You live in Cranston, Warwick?
Yeah, all in some of the outlying areas.
Really?
Such as Hope, Cumberland, and three of us actually live in Providence.
So Hope, because you all hope to be big someday, right?
Hope that we can show up.
Yes. And who are your influences?
There's a lot of influences, primarily anything punk rock and rock and roll.
Punk rock and rock and roll. And so, like, give me examples of some bands that you look up to. Aerosmith?
Aerosmith are really cool. Alkaline Trio are cool.
Really?
Bouncing Souls. Name one more. Right off the top of your head.
What's your name, by the way?
The Loved Ones.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your name?
Missa.
Wow, I like that. So I'm missing you, Missa. Yeah. After this, after I leave, I'll be missing you. So tell me, what do you do for the band?
I sing in the band.
Are you a lead singer?
Yeah.
And what does that take to be a lead singer?
Oh, a lot of beer.
A lot of beer.
A lot of hot dogs.
A lot of hot dogs, really? Yeah. No hamburgers?
I like grilled cheese. Yeah. I'll do a hamburger once in a while, you know.
Especially when the IHOP opens across the street, you'll be maybe feeding for pancakes, right?
Yeah, pigs in a blanket.
Oh, really? Okay. What about you? What's your name?
Jim.
Jim, and what do you do for the band?
I play guitar.
You play guitar? Oh, just like him, so you look pretty and just play instruments, huh?
Right. Yep, just opposite side of stage, but we both like to comb our hair a lot and look pretty.
So. Awesome. And what's your name?
Sean,
what do you do for the band?
Drums.
Oh, okay. Now, you have the craziest part of the band, you know? You had to make everything like snap together.
I try to keep it together, yeah.
Yes. Who are some of your drummers that you look up to?
I like LaVon Helm a lot.
Really?
And there's a bunch of others.
All right, thank you. What's your name?
My name is Sean.
Your name is Sean too?
Yes,
two
Sean. They just call me Grilled Cheese.
Oh, Grilled Cheese. Okay. Well, I'll like ketchup on my grilled cheese.
Yeah. I don't even eat grilled cheese.
You don't. Well, then get the fuck out of here. No. Okay, well, this is internet radio, so I can swear. Anyway, so what do you do for the band?
I play bass.
You play bass, okay.
It's my first show.
Your first night, so if you screw up, you're going to blame it on me, right?
Probably.
Okay, that's good. So how do you all come together and write music together?
We each write our own part. There's no one person who writes every part in the band. So, you know, someone has an idea, we play off each other, and then the song... Yeah, we shut it out.
So how many CDs do you have out together?
We have a demo out right now. We're working on getting our first CD together.
Of course, the Derek Shapiro can have one, so I can play it on my show March 15th when this airs, right?
Not a problem.
No, thank you very much. And tell me, who's your favorite show? Derek Shapiro Show, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Woo-hoo!
Yes, thank you.
The sweet sounds of jazz.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, man.
Okay, we're outside the living room again. It is January 20th, 2008, and this is being played on March 15th on www.DerekShapiroShow.com. And people are losing themselves to the living room show over here. So first of all, what's this group's name now?
Gil Conrad.
Gil Conrad?
Bill Conrad.
Bill Conrad.
Will.
It's actually called Kill Conrad.
Kill? Wait, who killed him?
We did.
You did. Yeah.
Slaughtered him.
And was it a good thing?
Yeah, I would say so.
If we didn't kill Conrad, we wouldn't be a band right now. And that's the honest to God truth.
Awesome, awesome. Now, question. Who is the lead singer?
That's me.
That's you. And what is your first name?
John.
John what?
Meyer.
John Meyer.
John Mayer.
John. Oh, okay. Do you look up to John Mayer?
No.
You look like John Mayer a little bit. No.
Radio.
No. Well, not if I can help it. Okay. Now, where are you from? Sorry, I'm a little buff.
Originally, I'm from a little town called Corpus Christi, Texas.
I'm sorry?
Corpus Christi, Texas!
Yes.
Woo! Actually, I live in Boston.
Yeah. You're from Boston?
Yes.
Well, you came to Little Roadie just for the show.
Yes, why the hell not?
Yeah. That's awesome. And where have you performed in Boston before?
What's that?
Where have you performed in Boston before?
Our basement. Everywhere.
The Middle East. Yes, in Cambridge, Mass. I know where that is. And what's your name?
Jeremy.
What do you do for the band?
I play guitar.
You just look pretty and play instrument, right?
Yeah, and I'm backup to the backup.
Backup singer, that's good. Yeah. And what do you do for the band?
I play bass.
What's your name?
Matt,
that plays bass.
Also known as Sheer Terror.
Awesome. Why?
Why?
That's his name.
It's actually my name.
Sheer
Terror.
Sheer Terror, it sounds like a dog, like the Terrier, you know? No.
Although people can't see this on the radio though, but I am actually like the size of a, my dick is the size of a greyhound.
Okay! Terriers here! No Shearer Terriers, this is Shearer. This is on my show. This is on my show, lose ratings, no, I'm kidding. Okay, what's your name now?
Mike.
Mike, what do you do for the band?
I play the drums.
You're the one that livens everything up, don't you?
Yeah, that's what I liven everything up.
What drum do you look up?
Middle name is Dick.
What drum do you look up to?
What drummer do I look up to?
You're like famous drummers.
Animal from the Muppets.
Yeah, I know it. Actually, believe it or not, the end of my show. Believe it or not, the end of my show, I always play the Muppets theme at the end of the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nice.
Yes. Yes. Shit. Okay. What's your name, by the way?
I'm Dave.
Dave, and where are you from?
I'm from Boston originally.
And what do you play for the band? What do you do?
Not only do I also play guitar with Jeremy, the lovely Jeremy, yeah, but I also shine the rest of the band's shoes. Shine shoes when we're on the road.
Can you do anything about my Patriot sneakers?
I could give you a nice buff job, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, you guys.
A wrestling tag team.
Wow.
Jeremy and I. Yeah.
Jeremy's actually the girl, though. He's like the new China because he has double D-sized breasts.
Really? And tell me, now, how do you all come together to write music? Like, what are your influences, you know?
Life.
Life cereal, huh?
Yeah, life cereal, Lucky Charms,
with a little bit of
Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
Do you ever add sugar to Cocoa Puffs?
But who do you look up to? Like Aerosmith? Who do you look up to? The Rolling Stones?
Yeah, Aerosmith.
The Beatles.
REO Speedwagon. REO
Speedwagon,
okay, the 80s.
Oh,
Vanilla. Okay.
That dude, what's his name? He does that song.
Great.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna lay you
down. I want to hear.
Never gonna run around. Desert you. Never gonna hear you.
I want to hear something for you guys for a second. I want to hear Vanilla Ice Ice Baby. Did you say that? Awesome, that's awesome. Thank you very much for coming down on Patriots Day, you know what I'm saying? Patriots winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're getting a delivery room. I want to find out why fans are coming to a rock show. What's your name, by the way?
I'm Phil.
Where are you from?
Situate.
All right, Situate. What makes you come to a rock band?
It's cool. It's fun. Good time.
Awesome. And what's your name?
What?
What's your name?
My name is Eric.
Where are you from?
I am from Wisconsin.
And what makes you come to a rock band tonight?
What?
What makes you come to a rock band tonight?
Fucking awesome shows, dude.
Awesome.
They fucking drive me crazy.
What's your name?
Chelsea.
Where are you from?
I'm from Situate.
And what makes you come to a rock band tonight?
Because I love dancing.
Awesome. What's your name?
My name is Maximus.
From where?
Delaware.
Why are you in Rhode Island?
I don't know how I got here.
Why are you on a rock band tonight?
What?
Why are you on a rock show tonight?
I got a piss.
Awesome, that's awesome.
Oh, thank you. I'm looking for a place to piss, man.
Thank you. Okay, get a delivery room over here, January 20th. And what is your band's name?
We are the Decay of Autumn from North Kingstown, Rhode Island.
The what?
Decay of Autumn, as in like summer's peacing out. Yeah.
So this is the Decay of Winter now, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, where are you from again?
We're from North Kingstown.
North Kingstown, Rhode Island. Yeah.
And who's the lead singer?
He's lead.
I'm lead. I play guitar and I'm lead vocals.
I play bass. Yeah, and backup vocals.
And what's your name?
Kevin Gregorio.
And what's your name?
Chris Maxwell.
That's the lead singer and the guitar. And what's your name?
Mike Gulick.
I play drums.
You play drums?
Yeah, I'm the drummer.
And sings. Yeah. And you sing too?
Yeah.
So you all sing. So what's your favorite song to sing when you're not together?
Honestly, we're all Misfits fans. We love the Misfits.
So what's your favorite Misfits song?
You gotta be like Last Caress, Last Caress.
Okay, yeah. Sing that a little bit for us.
Last Caress.
Okay, sing that a little bit.
Martian, skulls, Astro Zombies, anything, Die My Darling, anything.
And now that's who you look up to?
We look up to them. We're all metal. We like metal too. We like Pantera.
I love metal. I love coins made out of metal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got a board.
Awesome. And what other bands do you look up to like in metal?
Megadeth.
Yeah,
and Pantera and. Old Metallica.
Lots of whips.
Yeah.
We also, I like AFI, old AFI, Rise Against. We like pretty much that. Closer Than Kin from Boston. They're a pretty good known Boston band. We're just like, we play everything.
I love metal too. You know what my favorite metal band is?
What is?
The Beach Boys.
Beach Boys are nice. Yeah.
Oh, no. They're not metal, are they? No. Okay. Obviously. You know how they like as metal?
Yeah.
I like Jay-Z.
I like Jay-Z.
He's not metal.
Anyway.
You
like
T.I.
I like
T.I.,
yeah.
Oh, you like T.I. Oh, that's awesome. So you like all the genres of music too, right?
Yeah, it's not
all
except everything
but
country.
Oh, I've interviewed Billy Gilman before. You know Billy Gilman from Whole Valley?
You
know Billy Gilman?
He's a hell of a. He's really talented. He's really talented.
I've interviewed him. All right, well, I do thank you very much for losing yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show. I'm just gonna get you information. All right, still in the living room over here, January 20th. Lose Yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show on www.derekshapiroshow.com. In the smoky bathroom, I'm telling you. Now, tell me, what are you guys' names?
We're called AMF, or the American Motherfuckers.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, AMF is a term for bowling, too. Don't they have the AMF thing in the bowling?
That's how we got our name, actually.
Though
we're not affiliated with them.
No, okay.
No connection.
All right. So who's the lead singer now?
Both me and Bill, we do the singing for the most part.
And what's your name?
I'm Spencer.
You're Spencer. You guys are from Worcester, Mass?
Worcester, Massachusetts, that's right.
Wow. How far from Boston now is that?
It's about an hour.
So you perform in Boston a lot? Do you perform in Worcester?
We've actually never played in Boston yet. We're that new. We play in Worcester a lot. It's our first show.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but I've been to Worcester. There's nothing in Worcester. Nothing's in Worcester. I mean, the minute I get to Worcester, I'm freaking bored. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you see, the greatest part about where we live in Worcester, we live in like a rough neighborhood, but our apartment is right across the street from a bar, Moynihan's Pub.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, awesome.
Big endorsement for people on the radio. If you find yourself in Worcester, go to Moynihan's. It's the most chillest bar you'll ever be.
And what's your name?
I'm Mark.
Mark, and what do you do?
I play bass.
You play bass. Awesome. So, and you're the lead singer, you said, right?
He and I.
And you both play guitars, huh?
Yes.
Tell me about the most strangest experience on the stage that you've experienced ever.
Oh. Should we talk about RPI?
Well, I don't like to talk about that. That was kind of a disaster.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, we can talk about St. Patrick's Day last year when Spencer here was so drunk that he completely forgot that we even played that show.
Really? Awesome.
The only way that I know the show even ever happened is because we have a recording of it.
Awesome. And as a drummer, tell me the craziest thing that ever happened to you.
I'm not the drummer, I'm the bass player.
Oh, the bass player, I'm sorry. What happened to you as a bass player?
I don't know. We've had some whole kinds of malfunctions and things that have happened when we've played.
But,
I'm trying to think, what's some crazy...
I got that St. Patrick's Day show when you were so drunk and you just couldn't even remember
that he was talking to you.
I was so drunk. Like, everyone who played the show was completely shit-faced. But comparatively, I was so much more drunk than these guys that, to me, they looked stone-cold sober.
Now, tell me, how do you all come together and write your music?
How do we write our music?
Yes.
Usually, like, me and Spencer are the biggest songwriters. Like, we'll usually write a song separately, but sometimes we come together for a couple of songs.
Awesome, awesome.
We need to do more of it.
And who's missing from the band tonight? He's playing pool?
Damien, our drummer.
Really? And do you think he's winning or do you think he's losing right now playing pool?
Losing. Couldn't tell.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to surprise him at the pool table. The drummer, what's your name?
I'm Damien.
Damien, and were you winning or losing a pool?
I was not even playing.
What were you doing, just watching?
I was just hanging out.
You know what I would do? I would just juggle those balls. I know how to juggle, you know what I'm saying? So tell me, you being a drummer, who do you look up to as being a drummer?
Man, better drummers like Josh Fries, Mike Portnoy, like all sorts of things.
Awesome. And you live in Worcester too?
Live in Worcester right now, yeah.
I'm sorry about that, but it's nothing to do with Worcester like I was telling them, you know what I'm saying?
I gotta tell you though, Worcester is a surprisingly big music scene.
Really?
Yeah, you gotta look for it, but it's there. There are a lot of really good clubs. This nice little spot, Tammany Hall, close to downtown. It's in downtown area, and we've been playing a couple shows there, and more and more we're like getting comfortable, and we're getting welcome back there all the time, and it's a wicked fun venue.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for losing yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show. This is music from the show on a rock concert. Some of the Derek Shapiro Show, interviewing some people why they came here to the rock show tonight. First of all, what's your name and where you're from?
I'm Bev and I'm from Tepache.
And what's your name?
I'm Bryce and I'm from Tepache.
And how come you came to the rock show tonight?
There's probably a lineup somewhere. Because we like punk music.
You like punk music?
We like punk music.
Like punk music. Shall it be punked?
Wait, what?
You have to be punked, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And why'd you come tonight for it?
Because she did.
And you like punk music too?
Yeah.
And who's your favorite rock band?
Favorite what band?
Who's your favorite rock band here tonight?
Here?
Yes.
Minute.
The Jesse Band? All right. I've interviewed them on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, and they're going to hear you. And tell me, why are you a big fan of them?
Because we're friends with them and they kick ass.
Awesome. Thank you very much. All right. Again, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. We are with, again, what's your band's name again? Almost Blind?
Almost Blind.
That's our band.
All right, that's why you have glasses, right?
Yeah.
I guess I'm almost blind now. No. Okay, now who's the lead singer now?
That'd be me.
The lead singer. Why did they pick you to be the lead singer?
They didn't pick me. I was the one who opened my mouth and wouldn't shut up.
That's like me. I got picked to be the host of the Derek Shapiro Show. I guess I'm Derek Shapiro. But anyway, so tell me, how do you write music and what inspires you to write music?
We all actually write the music, and it's different inspirations depending on the circumstances, issues of life. Mainly it's things around us that are either affecting
hurting us or that are making us want to hurt someone. Really? So we need to speak about it.
So your comment, is it easy to collide together to put all your thoughts in a song?
Oh yeah. Really? We definitely, Shane and I have worked together for like 15 years, so we've definitely got a nice rapport going.
And what's your first name again?
I'm Shane.
Shane what?
Shane Blair.
Blair, I like that. What's your name now?
S.
S. And what does S stand for?
You don't get to know.
I don't get to know? Because I'm a hardcore reporter, okay? I want
to
know what...
Did you have to investigate a little bit?
Does it stand for Stephanie, Samantha? What is it? Am I close?
Next time I see you, I'll tell you.
All right. Now, tell me. What is your role in the band?
I play keyboard.
You play keyboard. Now, you have the key to the band, right?
That's the cheesiest thing I've heard in a long time.
That's great. That's awesome. Now, tell me. Where are all guys from, by the way? Where are you from?
I'm from Houston, Texas, originally.
And where do you live now?
I live in Pawtucket with the rest of these guys in one house.
Pawtucket! All in one house. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So, do you all have one bathroom?
At the moment, yes.
Is that tough?
Our bathroom is our drummer's bedroom, but a floor above.
Is that tough?
There isn't a floor. Oh, it's difficult. I just need to make sure we're not too drunk.
And what's your first name?
My name is Chris.
And what's your last name?
Chris.
Chris?
Yes.
No, at least not Christopher Cross. And what do you do for the band?
I play bass.
You play bass. And who do you look up to as a band?
Who do I look up to as a band?
What other bands do you look up to?
I like Beethoven.
Beethoven? And who else?
Bach.
And who do you look up to?
David Bowie, Roxy Music, The Damned, Dead Kennedys, Dead Milkmen.
Now tell me, you'd be the only female in the band. What pressures are there to be the only female in the band?
There's no pressure, except that, like, usually when we walk into a venue, I tend to be the only person in the girls' room ever.
Really?
Yeah.
And this is the other band member that lives in your house. What's your name?
My name's Tony.
Tony, bro. And what's your last name?
Nobody.
Nobody, all right. I'm interviewing Nobody. All right. And what do you do for the band again?
I play the drums, I yell really loud, and I write songs, and I do stupid things.
And what stupid things do you do?
I don't know, I scream while we're trying to start a song, or also at the same time, I get really drunk at our shows and I fall over.
And he tries to throw me down the stairs.
Has anybody ever farted on stage while performing?
Falling?
Farted on stage while on the performance.
Oh yeah.
Falling? Farted on stage while the performance.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
And so I never
made it. Falling off of the back of the stage.
Oh, yeah, I think he should have farted.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sure it's probable, but I don't think that. Where does that come in here?
I don't know, but
I missed the origin of that question.
This is a crazy show. And that's why I want to know.
All right. Fair enough. I mean, then you should ask how many people have I showed my balls to while I'm on stage.
Now, how many girls are interested in that? No, tell me. What drummers do you look up to as a drummer?
Fucking Keith Moon's a big one. Yeah. Fucking Keith Moon's
the shit.
Lil Dave from Sasquatch and the Sicko Bullies, formerly. Great guy. Awesome drummer. Fucking sick. Also, fucking the drummer from the Police. Pretty sick. Fuck. How many drummers? Fucking Pathetic from Anti-Flag. I used to play all of his shit.
You're the sure part of the band, right?
What?
You're the sure, you're very sure of yourself part of the band, right?
She's the one that's most likely to shoot you if you fuck with her.
Yes, definitely.
That's what that means.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, man.
What's your name?
More music from the living room. Lose Yourself the Derek Shapiro Show. All right, we're back here. Lose Yourself the Derek Shapiro Show. Here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com. And here at the living room, January 20th, but it's here on March 15th. And this is the part of the show I feel like a dimwit, because I'm interviewing the dimwits now. So, guys, who's the lead singer now?
Right here.
What's your name?
I'm Brett.
Brett, nice to meet you. Brett, where are you from?
Fall River, Mass.
Fall River, Mass. Everybody falls in River, Fall River.
Home of the scumbags.
All right, that's awesome. So, what's your name?
Paul.
What do you do for the group?
What?
What do you do for the group?
Bass player.
Yeah, bass player. Awesome. You live in Fall River too?
Nah, straight out of Taunton.
Taunton. Awesome. My wife is from Taunton too.
Oh, all right. Where about?
She was born in Morton Hospital. That's all I know.
Oh, shit. No, I was
born in El Paso, Texas, but I grew up in Taunton.
I'm sorry about that.
Who's got a choice, right?
I heard in El Paso, Texas, they make some good the dipping sauce for the nachos, right?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It'll keep you clean.
Awesome.
Blow, yeah.
And what's your name?
Sean, guitar player.
Guitar player. Yeah. And what guitar players do you look up to?
What guitar players do I look up to? I don't know. I'm a big, like, Social Distortion, Mike Ness fan, Fletcher from Pennywise.
Awesome, awesome. Like that, you know? I'm a big fan from, you said Pennywise?
Yeah, yeah.
Really, Dimewise, me.
Yeah.
And where are you from?
I grew up Somerset, Fort River, that area, but I live in Shrewsbury.
Shrewsbury, all right, awesome, awesome. That's where all the strawberries come from, right?
That's where all the strawberries come from.
Yes. All right, what's your name?
I'm Chris.
From where?
I grew up in Somerset. I live in Quincy, Mass. now.
Quincy, Mass, right near Boston area.
Absolutely, yep.
Awesome. So how do you all come together, and where do you all come together?
Well, we all grew up in Somerset and Falls from Taunton, and we were just, we hung around. The three of us, me, Brett, and Sean, all grew up in Somerset. We were high school friends, and we met Paul when we all rehearsed at River's Edge Studios in Taunton, Mass. We met him through other bands. We all kind of ran in similar circles, local bands and whatnot.
And where do you all meet now? Because you all live in separate parts of the state of Massachusetts. Where do you move?
Right. In Quincy.
We used to have a house in Taunton that we rented, so it was like, you know, free practice, and then we both moved out, and now we just kind of, whatever we could get central to where we all are.
And how do you all come together and write your music? What inspires you?
I've been listening to this stuff since I've been 12 years old. I'm 34 next week. You know what I mean? It's all I know.
Happy birthday. So, what inspires you? Like, life in general?
Oh, yeah. It's just reality. Reality music. Everyday life. Whatever. Chucky's walking down the street. He finds a BMX bike in the trash. He writes a song about it.
So, you might want to sell about me, Derek Shapiro Show, right?
Oh, yeah. You'll be referencing a song, guaranteed.
Awesome.
You're right. It'll be the
Derek
song.
Awesome. That's what I want to hear. I'll play it, you know?
Yeah, like, I was just thinking, I had a one-night stand a couple years ago, and out of nowhere, the girl just stuck her finger in my ass. Chances are, that'll be a song someday.
That's awesome, I'm telling you, that's awesome. How come it's not a song yet?
I don't know.
You just told me the story.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you, what's your craziest experience on stage?
Craziest experience?
Right. Just being retardedly drunk. Remember the safari?
Probably that safari, yeah.
Safari, we couldn't even...
Underwear at you ever?
Once. I lost track.
Now, drinking so much beer, okay, did anybody ever fart on stage performing?
Oh, I'm farting on stage constantly.
Awesome, that's awesome.
We're all going to collectively fart tonight.
He started at practice the other
day. When I interview the Cotties brothers on my show, I farted so many times. That's good. Awesome. Well, thank you. To lose yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show. Why they came to a band concert tonight. What's your name and where from?
I'm Matt from Newport. I'm just out here supporting one of my friends from North Kingston.
Which one?
I actually forgot the name of his band.
I've interviewed them already. I forget which one it is, but it's one of them. So, is that your favorite band?
Well, I'm just out here for support, you know.
And do you just listen to rock or do you like hip-hop?
I listen to everything.
Awesome. What's your name?
No.
But you took a day here tonight, right?
Sorry?
You took a day here tonight?
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to her, but she's shy tonight to be on the radio. What's her name?
Brittany,
where's she from?
She's from Newport.
Awesome. But whereabouts in Newport do you like?
No, downtown area.
Awesome. All right, well, thank you very much. Lose yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show.
Okay, that's it for that one. And the thing is, that was extra long. But this segment and the Black Rep segment that's coming next is the extra long segments. But now I'm gonna play a rock song. And hold on, I gotta go over here, which you can still hear me. I just forgot the name of the song here. It's by Joe Granada, who was my guest last time on the show. And here is Supersonic Shred. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Hey, pop. Here we go. All right, I'm going ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.